You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's talk a little bit about
what's going on this weekend.
Jeremy's big plans. It was funny because I turned to Gretch yesterday evening and I said, do you realize that we're coming up on the middle of the week with a weekend on the way?
Yeah.
We have zero dots this weekend.
It's the best.
It just seems, I'm already so excited for this weekend because I have no plans that I just almost can't wait for it to get here. And I told her, I said, just think, we could be in Jeremy's shoes right now. Yeah. Would you like to tell our listeners about your weekend?
I do. I mean, I really did hesitate, coming on the air and talking about this because, I mean, I don't want to brag. I don't want to come across as braggadocious here on the morning radio show, biggest show in Denver.
Yeah.
I like to stay humble, but I was invited to something this weekend on Saturday. It's kind of a big deal. So I feel pretty honored. I will be attending a birthday party this Saturday, Dom, for a one-year-old. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Try to not be so jealous over there. I can see your eyes lit up a little bit. Got a little twinkle over there, but
all right.
I'm going to be parked at a friend's house on Saturday for a one-year-old's birthday party. Woo! Yes! Yeah! Can't wait to attend this party and enjoy all the festivities. Am I selling it? Am I selling my excitement, Dom?
Let me ask you a question.
What?
When is the party?
Saturday. Middle of the day, I think.
Mid-afternoon?
I think it's mid-afternoon.
Should I expect a text from Nicole at about 6 p.m. on Saturday that you have killed yourself?
Hey, listen, Jeremy's not going to be in on Monday.
He offed himself.
There's been a horrible accident. Yeah, no, it starts at 4 on Saturday. So there goes any sort of fun Saturday night plans with anybody or a date night.
Why don't you just say you don't want to go?
I don't think I can.
Why don't you lie and say you've got a conflict?
I can't. We're already committed.
Now, I know that there are listeners right now already angry. They're already angry at this attitude.
But yeah, there's no attitude. It's pure excitement and joy. People.
You've just got to know that a birthday party for a one-year-old.
Are you kidding me? Why is this a thing?
Needs to be for family.
This definitely. You family only.
Let me just
no friends allowed.
Those of you who are younger and you're just starting off your adventures in parenthood, one-year-old birthday parties are for families.
Right.
You don't subject your friends and coworkers to that.
And I mean, they are our good friends that are throwing this party, so I do feel a little obligated. It's our friends. I'll just say it. It's Matt and Cindy. I've talked about them. They're great people.
What does Matt say to you?
Matt straight up apologized to me. He's like, listen, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
This was not my idea. I'm sorry. And if you come, he's like, I will have bullet whiskey there for you so you can have like a Jack and Coke at least to just get through it.
Great. Drunk at a one-year-old's party.
I'm not going to get drunk,
fantastic,
but I'm going to take the edge off, I think. I don't.
Isn't it funny how the guys in these relationships have to apologize? It's like the one time I went to the baby shower that was the couple's baby shower. And I wasn't even in a relationship at the time. I went by myself. But it was my friends Jason and Selena. And Jason was like, listen.
This is not my idea.
He's like, listen. He goes, if you come to this, I'll have the Bronco game on. He goes, we will have the TV on. That's what he had to do. And I was like, look, that's not for me. He's like, you got to do me a solid. You got to do me a solid. Selena's insisting that we do this. I'm sorry, you got to go. And then it was the old bait and switch because the game was on, but the game was in the other side of the house. And we were not only on the other side of the house, we were outside in the backyard. We were a good 120 feet away from the television.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's what's going to happen here. He's like wooing me in with cocktails, and then I'll get there, and it'll be like some old stale bottle of whiskey. And
no, what they're going to say when you get there is, you know what, I know we said we'd give you some whiskey, but really, there's a bunch of people here that are uncomfortable with drinking at a one-year-old's party.
We just don't feel like it's acceptable.
Here, have some lemonade.
This should never be a thing at all, a birthday party for a one-year-old. I mean, I feel like it's more so a party for the parents.
Of course it is.
It should be called, hey, we kept this human alive for a year party. Like, we're getting a hang of it party is all this is.
I agree with
Nobody wants to come and see your one-year-old who can't even open the gifts.
Well, or be aware of what even is going on.
They have no idea what's going on.
Party for a five-year-old, I get it. They're in the middle of it. They're living it up. There's excitement. Yep. They love the cake. They, you know, they get blah, blah. A one-year-old is barely a life form.
They're crap in their pants, drooling everywhere. I love that you brought up for a five-year-old because, in my opinion, that should be where the birthday parties start then with friends because then that child has little friends.
Correct.
You know, so I think five is the cutoff of where it should start.
So one, two, three, and four is
family. Family only. Grandma and grandpas care about that crap. The aunts and uncles do. Mm-hmm. And then five, the fun can start because then you can have pizza and beer with your friends.
Do you know what it is? It's, boy, we're sounding crabby, but I can't help. But I'll tell you something else.
I'm still excited.
I guarantee you 84% of our listening audience right now is they're raising their fist in the air saying, yes.
Preach it.
Preach it, boys, with a Z. Preach it.
I hate one-year-olds.
There's 16% who are like, these guys are horrible.
My one-year-old's an angel and everyone loves her.
Here's what this falls into, the category of people, their one-year-olds and their dogs, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. They're convinced that the rest of the universe loves their one-year-old and their dog as much as they do.
Nobody does.
But people lie. They're like, oh, my God, yes, I'm so happy for him. And it's like, that kid is...
It was a horrible party.
That's a horrible dog.
There goes my Saturday.
Yeah. So, but people believe that everyone loves their kids and their dogs as much as they do. Mm-mm. We tolerate your kids and your dogs.
Right.
They're fine.
That's it.
But they're yours. We've got our own to deal with.
Right.
Just like you don't want to come over.
I tolerate my own kids.
You don't want to come over and make a big to-do about my one-year-old either.
Notice I don't think we did this. We didn't do the one-year-old, two-year-old party with friends. So I'm doing it right.
So you're a superior being.
I'm doing it right. I'm an example for society.
Are we brave enough to open?
I think so.
We just talked about how great the phone calls have been all this week. Now, are we willing to open ourselves up to people crucifying us on the phone lines? Or do we believe strongly that people will call in and say,
or convince
I got
us.
Your back?
You're going to call in, you're going to either have our back, or you're going to try to convince us as to why we're crazy, like why this is a good time and why we should go and embrace it. It's a small human. It's the future of our world.
Bit of a gift grab, too, isn't it?
It totally is.
Here's Samantha. Good morning, Samantha. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
What do you want to say?
I agree with you guys. I think that the birthday party for the first-year-old should only be for family or for friends who express that they want to be at the party.
You got to be careful. That's dangerous, and I'll tell you why. Because friends will say that.
Correct.
They'll say that
to be nice,
and then suddenly you turn around like, oh, okay, well, we'll have a party. You're going to come, right? And they're like,
oh crap. Because, they'll pretend to be interested. Like, oh, that's great. When's the party? That sounds like so much fun.
Oh, Samantha, you're the best. Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate that. Here's Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right, what do you want to say?
Your timing could not be more perfect. My son is 10 and a half months old, and literally this morning I was just thinking, wait, he's going to be one next month. Do we have to throw him a birthday party? Because that is the last thing I want to do and the last thing I want to subject anyone to. And his birthday is on Christmas Eve. So the answer is no.
So you're not going to do it, right?
No.
Do we kind of push you over the edge and convince you absolutely 100% don't do it?
Yes, and I'm having a conversation with my husband tonight, and I know he's not going to like it because he's all about the birthday party, but we are not having
what?
A
What's his problem?
Tell him to turn in his man license.
You tell him to move out.
I know, seriously.
You would not only subject your friends to a one-year-old's birthday party, you would do it the week of Christmas?
No, you know what's worse? Our nephew is also born on Christmas Eve, so we have done it. 4 years in a row, we have gone to his birthday party the morning of Christmas Eve.
Oh,
Aaron, put an end to that immediately.
I would move out of town if I were you. Can you move like to North Carolina or Maine or something?
Well, you know what? We did move out of town because we were in Michigan and that's where he was. So.
Oh, see, good. You had to move two time zones away even.
Well, thank you for calling, Aaron.
You are the best. Thanks for being on the show. Here's Wendy. Good morning, Wendy. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great.
Super.
I'm way better off than Jeremy because I have no dots this weekend.
Wendy, help me. Help me come up with an excuse.
I can't come up with an excuse, but I have a great idea. When we moved out here, we had no family to celebrate with our kids, and we both came from big families. So we always decided if we were going to have a one-year-old birthday party, we'd have to have a keg and an open bar because one-year-old birthday parties suck.
You pretty much just summed it up right there. One-year-old birthday parties suck.
Yeah, just leave it at that.
Yeah, we ended up with really good turnouts.
Well, yeah, a keg and an open bar. Bar, you'd have people you don't even know show up. You're like, who are you?